The Armchair Metaphysician is the title of a new television series introduced by Jacqueline B. In 28 episodes, she explores the distinction between two different types of love in immense detail, and with the active support of a wide-ranging cast of characters, including Stephen Fry. Her issue, which she curates from her armchair in the United Kingdom, has run rampant all over the world already prior to the broadcast of the first issue, first programme. And it is all around the distinction between the act of loving being me, the act of loving being me, and the act of loving me. Now, according to the philosopher Eminence Grise and critic Nick Holloway-Vox, Jacqueline B. has opened up potential for a worldwide symposium on the topic in the year 2016. At which there will be a full representation of the French philosophers and the Russians, and the Oxford School, of course, will be there. And the person, though, who has already committed himself to being there is the man who is most closely associated with these kind of ideas, or one of the two people who are most closely associated. Adam Phillips is already signed up to being there, and he's the author of the book called Being Sane, and he got his application form for membership of the speakers panel in really, really early. And the other guy, as soon as he heard it was on, you know, sent four agents in search of Jacqueline B. to make sure that she commissioned him into a role, was Alain de Botton, who, the author of How Proust Can Change Your Life. And, you know, we are probably all familiar with the section of À la recherche de temps perdu, remembrance of time past, in one translation. We are, of course, highly familiar with the section of Proust in which he already discusses the question which Jacqueline B. has posed. Now, it's obviously in sublimated form in Proust, but Jacqueline B. has brought it right down to earth with her metaphysical couch language. So I just wanted to give advance notice, those of you who want to be speakers at the symposium or at the World Congress, the world, it's now going to be called in future the World Loving Congress, and a lot of people are already weighing in favour of this new positive message spreading around the world. And Jacqueline B. is being, I think she's actually being hunted by a lot of different agents who want to sign her up in this new brand which she has launched so successfully over the weekend. So that's it, folks. Just a little bit from Cork. I wanted to get the news in first before the national newspapers and The Guardian gets onto the story in the morning. So I bid you all a very good evening.